This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
It's 22 minutes to 9 and you're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean.
Now, before we jump into this next conversation, we owe a little trigger warning where we will be talking about survivors of sexual assault. If you need any support, please head to joy.org.au/support for LGBTQIA plus friendly support services or call 1-800-RESPECT.
Joining us now to share the story of Who Gave You Permission, the newest release from Greg Gould, is Greg Gould. Hello, welcome to the show.
Good morning. I feel like it's just family. We're just with family.
Absolutely. Now, this song is raw. It has a raw exposition. It has an ode to survivors. Who Gave You Permission, really, the title says it all. Yeah. How did the songwriting process with Benedict feel when penning your experience for this song?
Well, I certainly never set out to write this song. And if I'm honest, it's still pretty raw and difficult to talk about. But they were the first person in a session to really unpack some of my traumas, and that was one of them. So and then the song was written in about half an hour. It came out really, like, poured out of me.
So when you say in a session, what do you mean?
In a songwriting session.
Okay, cool.
So it was the first song that we wrote together, actually, and it was during the pandemic when everyone was on Zoom. So we got talking about my life. We were new friends. We didn't really know each other that well, and yeah, we certainly didn't set out to write a song about this, but I'm so grateful I did, because I didn't realise how healing for me it was going to be.
When you say you didn't set out to write this song, how did it come up then?
Well, they asked me about my childhood.
Uh-huh.
And they created what I would describe as a safe space to talk. Even when I wrote the song, I said to them, I'll probably never release this. Like, it was just, it almost became like a healing experience for me and a cathartic thing to put down how I felt in the song. And by the end of it, both of us were in tears. I mean, it's Zoom, so I had all the filters on, so I still look great. but yeah, it was rough. It was rough, and it was stuff that I had not talked about to anyone for at least 10 years. So that's stuff that I pushed down. I think I pushed it all down, really.
Mm. Now, we've had you on the show before, and you've been talking about how you've been creating your own work, doing your own songwriting, and that's the next evolution of what you're doing. So you just said it was probably never something I was ever going to release. What made you decide to bring this forward and release the song?
When the album started to take shape and I realised there were so many different parts of my life, and this is such a personal record. It's coming out in July, actually. And there was so many different elements of my life and what made me me. And it felt like it was like my life up to now, to as a 36-year-old. This is my life in an album. So it felt like it needed to be part of it. It's part of my story.
And it's a huge part.
It's a part that affected my mental health greatly and has shaped me in good and bad ways, shaped me being who I am now.
Now, the song was released on April 12th.
Yes.
What has the reaction been to it since that release?
I think I was talking to you guys earlier. It's been beautiful, eye-opening, but also a little, if I'm honest, a little overwhelming.
Yeah.
I've absolutely loved that people have felt safe enough to slide into my DMs and share their stories with me. Oh God, I'm shaking. But it's, so there's a beautiful exchange there, and I definitely would encourage them to do that because I'm here to listen. I didn't want to put something out there like this and just walk away. Mm. I do want to be part of the conversation, even though it's, as I said, I've had how many interviews with you guys now? I've never felt nervous, and I feel shaky now.
Yeah.
So,
Well, you're sharing a part of yourself and a part of your story. I mean, being able to do it in song is one thing and controlling that release, but talking about it is another. So let's take a little bit of a breather. You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean, and we're talking with Greg Gould about Who Gave You Permission.
Joy.
It's 17 minutes to 9 and you're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean.
We are speaking with Greg Gould this morning about his brand new song, Who Gave You Permission. It is an exposition into the life of a survivor of sexual assault. And if you do require any support, whilst we have this conversation. You can tune out 5 minutes, or you can reach out to 1-800-RESPECT or find LGBT support services at joy.org.au/support. Now, that's the first time we've kind of said those two words just then. I said sexual abuses.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this song is about.
It is.
And this is a really, it's a tough topic, and it's not something that we get to talk about often. So thank you for sharing this song with us. When you had gone through this experience, did you know where to turn for support?
Well, look, I think I've had four very different experiences. One, I was 10 years old, right up until I was 30. So they were very different in their own unique way. And I think because of that, even when I was 30, I didn't look for support. As I said, I pushed it down. I would say that I have a beautiful support system with me now, and that's probably why I feel strong enough to put this song out. I have a beautiful partner that when I did get in a relationship with Brad, it is some of the things that we did talk about. I did feel comfortable to talk to him about it, and he's definitely got my back. I have since had conversations, since writing the song, had conversations with both of my parents that have been beautiful and supportive. And there was blanks of my story that they didn't know and things from that they were able to tell me that helped with my story as well. So I think talking about it 100% does help. And I also will say that even dear friends of mine have reached out to me and said, Greg, you being brave, putting this song out there, has made me want to talk about my experiences too, and it's helping them. And like, I was quite shocked at some of them, like some people that I never thought that they would also be a fellow survivor, and it brought us closer together.
I've just gotten a text come through saying, just thank you, Greg, this is really important, and thank you for sharing your story, because you don't realise how much it helps other people to hear it. That's come through from Michael.
Likewise.
Has it been a surprise? Well, how has it been for you with people stepping forward and saying thank you and being able to touch on experiences that they've had? Because as you did say, like an experience at 10, also experiences at 30, this is something that many different people within different stages of their lives may not know or understand how to communicate. How has it been for you being able to talk with people and help them with their part of this journey?
Well, the first experience I had with that was actually performing, because I've performed the song now for a few months. I remember the very first time that I performed it, I burst into tears before when I talked about what it was, and I sang it like I've never sang anything in my life before. It was like a release. And then after it, I had four people come up to me, a non-binary person, two women and a man, all saying thank you for writing this song. They wish they had that song when they were going through what they went through. So for me, that was so affirming. That was like, right, this is why I'm doing this. It made it so obvious that I had to put this song out there. But yeah, I think for me also, I mean, the Me Too movement has been so beautiful for women, to see women standing up and time's up, all those sorts of things. But I haven't seen a lot of men, particularly gay men. I haven't seen that as much. And me being a gay man who was also abused by a woman. So I want men to feel comfortable to stand up. It doesn't make you weak. It doesn't make you any less of a man to put your hand up and say me too.
Yeah. Well, part of being a survivor is coming out the other side. And it's not just from the experience itself, but also traumas associated. And as a survivor, what do you hope that this song will bring to people who may be experiencing similar things that you did to help get them through?
I definitely had a fear of being believed for some of the stories. I definitely felt, as I said, alone in it, especially not seeing many examples of men. So I just hope people feel less alone. Know that you will be, if you do speak up, you will be believed. There's people that will support you. You can get help. As you mentioned at the top of the show, there are resources out there. I see it as a bit of an anthem. So yeah, like a survival anthem.
Well, it says who gave you permission. You are speaking directly to this person who has done unbelievable things to you.
Yes, and many other people. It feels like handing back that shame, handing it over to you and saying, you know, there's a chant at the end of the song, we won't be defeated. And it It just makes me feel stand a bit stronger and taller, and I hope that it does the same thing for other people.
Well, some messages that we're getting through this morning. Greg, thanks for telling your truth. So brave. And we need to talk about this. That's from Damien. And also Ash's message in saying, you're amazing for sharing this story on radio and through song. I appreciate how hard it is to look for support and knowing you deserve it. I sincerely hope that things are more positive for you and your healing and your network continues to be as strong as you need it to be.
Wow, thank you very much.
Yeah, you've also put together an incredibly beautiful video clip for it, a music video, of course, and like all of your songs, they always have so much meaning. You don't write shallow songs. No. You're not writing, if you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. Like,
but if you did, it would have great riffs in it and stuff. But your
heart, and it would have seven-part harmony.
Your heart always sits just as powerfully as your voice.
So the video coming together that. For it, how was it like putting this video together as well?
It took me a long time to figure out how I was going to tell this story in the video. Unlike other, the one that you sat in, I kind of, that poured out of me. This one, I didn't really quite know how to tackle it.
But it's so good.
And it's probably one of the better ones that I've ever done. About a week before I went, okay, what about this? And my team said, oh, yes. But even right up until the day of filming, we tried stuff that was very much a one foot in front of the other creative process.
It's really amazing. You released it on Sunday online and the response has just been really huge to it. It's beautifully shot.
We need to paint the picture.
Yes.
Because we're talking about it. But what you see is a child,
yep.
An adult, seemingly the same person.
They are the same person.
And their experiences, they're going through emotions. And then at one point, these arms reach out of the darkness and try and, like, talk us through it.
The way it's written and the way it's shot is really stunning.
Why did you end up with
Shout out to the amazing Glenn Parker from Parker Creative. He absolutely went above and beyond to make this clip look beautiful. Well, it's really based on the fact that my 10-year-old self, because that was my first sexual experience. Mm. And the biggest thing that did for me, being that I had my sexual identity to come to terms with as well, it really did confuse me. And even when I was 21, I called one of my girlfriends and said, I think I want to try it be with a girl, because I don't know whether I'm gay because I'm gay or is it because of my first experience?
Yeah. Mm.
So it really, and I know that I'm not alone in that. I know that I'm not alone in that because that's some of the DMs that I've had were how much that did confuse them. And yeah, look, I wanted people to be able to watch it and it not be too specific so people could find their own truth in it, but it is very much based off my experience, and that's why I made sure there was a woman in there as the predator as well.
Amazing. Well, I think we need to have a listen to this song. You've put together an incredibly beautiful version of it for us. Again, thank you, Greg, for joining us on Joy Breakfast and sharing your incredible heart. Go and support this fabulous artist. Download, stream his music and watch the video and share it with your friends. And remember, there is always support for victims of sexual abuse out there.
Thanks for joining us this morning on the show, Greg.
No problems at all.
When it all came crashing down and your lies became your truth, I was left voiceless, another victim for you. The silence was screaming, I trusted you. The beast kept on feeding off my pain, and you knew. Who gave you permission? Who gave you permission? Who gave you permission? I won't break, I'll rise in fire. I will speak the truth against liars. I will be my light on your shadow. I won't break, won't be defeated. Won't be defeated. Yeah. 'Cause I will expose you so you won't do this again. No, 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 no.
That was Who Gave You Permission by Greg Gould, who is still with us here at Joy Breakfast.
Whoof.
Sounded good on the radio, guys.
It did sound good, yeah.
Little Jace did message in saying, I cried hot tears when I first heard Who Gave You Permission. I was not believed for many years and still not believed by family members, but working alongside a counsellor helped me realise that the abuse centred towards me was very real and not something I should be ashamed of. The video you've made is super amazing too, Greg. And Greg, you truly help others with your truth.
Oh. Absolutely.
Well, I'm sending you the biggest hug, Jace.
If anyone is struggling, please reach out to 1-800-RESPECT. It is a great service. And there are LGBTQIA plus specific supports out there. And you can find some of them at joy.org.au/support. Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean. And I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.